Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity, the podcast where we speak life, light, and encouragement into our daily journeys. I'm your host, Tay, ready and hoping to help you all get your day started with some positive vibes and good energy. Today, we're going to dive into a topic that is absolutely essential for emotional and mental well-being. Learning how to identify triggers. Have you ever reacted in a situation and later wondered, why did I feel so overwhelmed? Or why did I lash out or shut down? Well, my friend, chances are you were triggered. Triggers are like emotional alarm bells, sometimes loud, sometimes subtle, but always pointing us towards something deeper. By the end of today's episode, you'll not only understand what triggers are, but you'll also learn how to recognize them and take control of your emotional responses instead of letting them control you. And of course, we'll ground ourselves with some powerful scriptures, and I'll leave you with an affirmation to carry you throughout your week. So go ahead, grab your journal, your cup of tea, or your cup of coffee, whatever helps you feel present, and let's talk about it. First things first, what are triggers? Triggers are emotional responses caused by past experiences that are often rooted in pain, fear, or unresolved trauma. They can be external, like certain words or places or people, or they can be internal, such as specific thoughts or memories that resurface unexpectedly. Think of a trigger like a song that immediately takes you back to a moment in time. The moment the music plays, emotions rush in, whether it's good or bad. Triggers work the same way, except instead of a song, it could be a conversation, a smell, or even something as simple as someone's tone of voice. When we don't identify our triggers, they can control us. But when we do, we gain the power to navigate them with wisdom and peace. Now, I want to get a little personal with you all. One of my biggest triggers I had to recognize in my own life was the feeling of being unheard. I remember a time when I was having a conversation with a friend of mine and I was interrupted mid-sentence. It was just a small interruption, something most people wouldn't even think twice about. But in that moment, I immediately felt like a wave of frustration rise up in me. My heart started racing and I could feel myself shutting down emotionally. Instead of continuing the conversation, I just withdrew. I told myself that they didn't care what I had to say, my voice didn't matter, and why even bother speaking up? Later that day, I had to sit with myself and ask, why did that moment affect me so much? It wasn't just about that one conversation. It was about the fear of feeling overlooked, of not being heard in spaces where I wanted to feel valued. That one small interruption triggered a deeper wound that I hadn't fully healed from. That's when I realized that the feeling of being unheard was a major trigger for me. And once I realized it, I could begin working on it. Instead of assuming the worst when someone interrupted me, I started asking myself, was that intentional? Do they actually not care, or was it just the natural part of the conversation? I also learned to express my needs, saying things like, hey, I wasn't finished sharing my thoughts. Can I finish? This journey of self-awareness helped me take my power back. And now, when I feel triggered in that way, I recognize it for what it is in that moment. Not a life sentence. The first step in identifying triggers is paying attention to how you react in different situations. Have you ever suddenly felt anxious, defensive, or withdrawn and didn't quite understand why? That's your body sending signals. Triggers often manifest physically before we even realize what's happening. You might experience a racing heart, a sudden change in your mood, tension in your body, or the urge to flee or shut down. When you notice these responses, pause and ask yourself, what just happened? What was said? What was I thinking about? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. This scripture reminds us that our emotions and reactions come from within. If we're unaware of what's triggering us, we might act out in ways that hurt ourselves or can hurt others. But when we guard our hearts through self-awareness, we create space for healing and growth. Once you recognize a trigger, the next step is to figure out where it comes from. Most triggers are tied to past experiences. For example, if criticism makes you feel unworthy, maybe it stems from a childhood experience of being constantly judged. If abandonment makes you feel panic, maybe you've experienced loss or rejection before. If confrontation makes you shut down, maybe past conflicts have made you feel unsafe. Journaling can help with this step. When you experience a strong emotional reaction, take a moment later to write it down. Ask yourself, what happened? How did I feel? Have I felt this feeling before? Or have I felt this way before? And what past experience does this remind me of? Connecting the dots help you understand that your reaction isn't just about this moment. It can possibly be about past moments too. Psalms 34, verse 18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Healing from triggers start with recognizing that God is near. When we acknowledge our wounds, we open the door for his comfort and restoration. Once you've identified your triggers and their origins, the next step is learning how to respond differently. Instead of reacting out of emotion, you can take a moment to pause and breathe. Give yourself space to process before reacting. You can challenge your negative thoughts by asking yourself, is this really true? Am I assuming the worst? Communicate your needs. Let others know if something is triggering you. This is where self-compassion comes in. You are not weak for having triggers. You're human. Healing isn't about avoiding every trigger, but learning how to navigate them with wisdom and with grace. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, for the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. God has equipped us with the strength to overcome. You don't have to stay trapped in these same cycles. Through his power, you can break free. Now, before we close, I want to leave you with a simple but powerful exercise that can help you notice and name your triggers. Over the next week, whenever you notice yourself feeling off, I want you to pause and take a deep breath. Notice what's happening around you. What emotions are arising? Name it and say it, because that is your trigger. Then try tracing it. Ask yourself, where have I felt this before? Once you do that, simply just choose differently. Respond in a way that aligns with your healing, but not your hurt. Remember, growth takes time, and every step towards awareness is a step towards freedom. Before we wrap things up, I want you to repeat this affirmation with me. I am aware of my emotions. I choose peace over reaction. I am healing. I am growing. And I am in control of my responses. Let that sink in with you. You are not powerless. You are capable of breaking cycles and walking in freedom. Well, guys, that's it for today's episode. If this message resonated with you, share it with someone who you think may need it. And if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss future episodes. Until next time, remember, you are stronger than your triggers, and you are worthy of healing. Stay encouraged, stay positive, and keep smiling. And always remember, affirm it, apply it, achieve it.